Okay, Leil Hoshana Rabbah, we will do the Daf Chaf Hey. Pick it up at the Mishnah, the bottom of Chaf Dalamid Beis. Says the Mishnah, Ein Korin Velo Choltzin Ve'ein Mavrin Elekrova V'shomeis. This is talking about on Chol HaMoed that they don't tear Kriya, right? They don't take, the Choltzin was taking the clothing off your shoulder to bare your shoulder. Mavrin is the Suz Havra, only the relatives of the mace. Ve'ein Mavrin El Al Mita Zakufa, and they only bring the meal after they have the Mita that Zakufa that's upright, but not one that is overturned. Okay, so now we'll see the Gemara on Chafei. Afilu Chacham. So only the Krovim do this. What about if the person who passed away was a Talmud Chacham? Vahatanya, we learned in a Braisa. Chacham Shemeis HaKol Krovav. If a Torah scholar dies, everyone's considered to be one of his relatives. So one says, what do you mean? HaKol Krovav Salkanaitach? Really, you think everybody is his relative? No, that's not Pshat. Ella, you have to learn the Braisa like this. HaKol Kit Krovav. Everyone is like a korov, like a relative. In what sense? Hakol korin olav. Everybody tears kriya over this. V'hakol chotzin olav, and everybody bears the shoulder like this. V'kol mavrin olav bira chova, and everyone eats the special sus havra in the street, like a novel. Lo tzrich delav chacham hu, right? The Mishnah is speaking out. The Gemara is explaining. No, the when a Talmud Chacham passed away, that's like a personal loss for everybody. So why was our Mishnah talking only about the biological relatives? So that's talking about a case where the person who passed away was not a Talmud Chacham, right? One second, be Adam Kosher who. But if the person really was an Adam Kosher, an Erlich Yid, so Chayuvi Mechayve Limikra, then everybody should have to tear Kriya. Titania, like we learned in a Braisa, Vipne Ma, Bona Vivanosov Shel Adam, Mesim Keshein Kitanim. What's the reason why a person's children pass away when they're young? Kidei Sheyivke V'Yisabel Al Adam Kosher. In order that he'll cry and he'll have Havelis for an Adam Kosher, for when an upright person passes away. Someone says, what does exactly this mean? Yivka v'yisabil? That's what you're saying? The reason why a child dies, chas v'shalom, is that the parent will cry, will have a velus? Ervona kashokil b'nei? You're taking his security, right? The children are taken in advance, so in the future he's going to cry correctly on them? No, it can't be. El, it's like this. No, it's like a penalty. It's a punishment for the fact that he didn't cry and misbe misabel on an Adam Kosher. Shekol ha-boichim misabel Adam Kosher, because anybody who does cry for this, moichin lo al-kol avon osav, Bishvil Kavach Oslo. Anybody who does have a proper crying and a bailis for an Adam Kashas, then he gets a Mechila Savonos. His sins are forgiven because of the cub that he showed. Right? So then, if that's the case, so then we're also now, again, back to the Mishnah. Why is it only talking about the relatives? Even for an Adam Kashas, I mean, a Talmud Chacham, you would do it even for a regular Adam Kashas, you would do this. So again, the more answer is no. Our Mishnah, Lav Adam Kashas, who it's talking about a person who wasn't an Adam Kashas, and that's the Chiddush that only the actual relatives would. The E, the Koihosam, Bishas Yatias Neshama. But if the person was there at the time when their neshama left, chayuve michayev, right? And they certainly have to tear kriya as well. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Shimon ben Elazar Oimer, ha'oimer al hameis b'shas yitzias neshama. If a person is there when the neshama leaves, chay likra, you have to tear kriya. L'mad d'doma, what's this comparable to a neshama leaving? L'sefer Torah shenisraf shechayav likra. If you see sefer Torah being burned, then anybody who's present has to also tear kriya. It's fascinating just to note that you see that a neshama is compared to like a sefer Torah, like a person. I think Rabbi Sachs has a whole book on this theme, but many places in halacha you find a comparison between a sefer Torah and a Talmud Chacham. Okay, the law of kohosam b'shasitius neshama. No, so the Gemara answers that what our Mishnah was talking about was a person who was not there when the neshama left. right? And you heard that someone who's not a close relative passed away, and the person was not a Talmid Chacham, nor were they an Adam Kosher. So that's the whole case. Okay, now the Gemara tells a story. Kinach nafshe de Rav Safra. When Rav Safra passed away, lo karu rabbanan alei. They didn't tear kri over him. Talmud Chacham. So Amr, they said, lo gamrinan minei. We never learned from him, right? He wasn't necessarily teaching Torah to us. So Amr lehu Abaye. Abaye was very upset with this. Mi tanya harav shemes. Does it say when the rabbi dies? Chacham shemes. Talmud Chacham shemes. Tanya. That's the lashon of it. Meaning, in Rav Chacham, Rav Safra was a Talmud Chacham, so you should have taught Kriya. The Ode, and another problem with what you did, kol yom eshmaite say b'pumin b'vnei b'drasha. We're always overseeing his Torahs and his teachings in Beis Medrash. So even though you didn't hear it from him directly, we're still considered to be his talmidim. So Sofer, they thought, mad have a have. Okay, so we messed up. And therefore, we didn't tear a kriya at the right time. But there's really not much we can do about it at this point. So Amal Hu Abaye says to them, Tanein, and we learned. Chacham, Kolzman, Sha'oiskin, Behefsped. The entire time they're giving the eulogies for the Talmud Chacham, Chayavim Likro, you still have to tear kriya. So Sabah the Mikre La'altar, so then they heard this, and they thought they should tear their clothes right now when they heard that. Amalahu Abaye, no, Abaye says to them, Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Chacham, Kavoido Behespedo. The honor is at the time of the Hesped, so you should wait for the eulogies, and that's when you should tear Kriya, which perhaps is the source of the minute of what we do now, when they tear right before the Hesped and begin at a Levaya, the relatives we're talking about. Another story, Kinach Nafshe de Rav Huna, when Rav Huna passed away, Sober la Oisve Sefer Torah Apurnye, they were going to put a Sefer Torah on his beard. That was like, that's they used to, you know, it was a common practice in those times to say that the Talmud Chacham fulfilled everything that's written here in the Sefer Torah right next to him. Amalehu Rav Chizda, so Rav Chizda said, Milsa de Bechaye lo Sevir le, something that he didn't agree with in his own lifetime. Hashta lekum le, levit le, we're going to get up and do this now for him when he's no longer alive. To Amrav Tachlifa, Rav Tachlifa said, Ana ai chazise dravhuna liravhuna the boy the mesav apurye. I saw Ravhuna, they wanted to sit on his bed, and what happened? I have a manach sefer Torah lay. There was a sefer Torah on his bed. So kaf kada aara, he took a jug and flipped it over on the ground. But osiv sefer Torah libay, and he put the sefer Torah on it, so then he could sit on the bed. So what do you see from here? Alma kasabri holds osuleshiv agabe mita shesefer Torah munach aleha. You can't sit on a bed on an arm a bier with that has a sefer Torah on it, right? So therefore, it would be inappropriate to put a sefer Torah next to his body after he lied. He didn't do it in his own lifetime. He didn't do it. So now he's dead. We shouldn't be putting the sefer Torah next to him. They'll have a nafik puria bibava. So when they wanted to take out the mita, the corpse from the house, they couldn't get it fit the coffin through the door. So what do they want to do now? They have to get it out somehow. So they thought like this: the shil shule derech gagin. They should lower it down from the roof. Amalhu Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said no. Ha gamreina. I mean, we learned chacham kvoide derech pesach that the cover that you give to a Talmud Chacham is to take them out through the front door, not through any other ways, not to lower them down from the roof. So solver, so what are they going to do? La ashnuye mipuria lepuria. So now they have to get a more of a leaning, narrower coffin to get out the front door, because the first one didn't fit. Amalahu Rav Chizda said to them, Hachi gamreina mine, this is the thing that I learned from Rav Huna himself, Chacham Kavoida b'mita Rishona, is to be taken out in his first mita. The Amar Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav. How do you know this? Minayim l'Chacham Shekavoida b'mita Rishona, Shneemar Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, when they're talking about bringing the Aron to Yerushalayim with David HaMelech, right? V'yarkivu es Aron Halukim el Hagola Chadosha. that they put it onto a new wagon. So therefore, what did they do? They saw from this that you can't really change it. So poros bava, they broke open the doorway, and verva afkua, they took him out through that. Right, the shorsh pekuf always means to take out. Va'afkua means this. They brought it out. They just broke open the doorway, made a space. Okay. Pasach ale Rabbi Abba, when Rabbi Abba gave a hesped on him, it says, Roy haya Rabbeinu shetishra lav shechina. Our teacher was worthy that the shechina should rest on him. It didn't. Ella shebovel garmale. But the fact, because he lived in Bovel, he lived in Chutz Laretz, right? But had he lived in Eretz Yisrael, then the shechina would have been on him. But the only problem was that he didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. So Masiv Rav Nachman Bar Chizda. So Rav Nachman Bar Chizda had a kasha on this. Va'amri lo Rav Chanan Bar Chizda. Some say it's Rav Chanan Bar Chizda. Hayo hayad bar Hashem el Yechezkel ben Buzi hakohen be'eretz kasdim. So Hashem came, right? So, he came to Yechezkel, who was a kohen, but he came in the Eretz Kasdim, right? So don't you see from here, at the beginning, this is the opening psukim in the Sefer. You see from here that you could have nevuah outside of Chutz Arts. The Shechina could be there. So that's his kasha. Satapachle avua besandle. His father like hit him with his shoe. You know, like you get a kick under the table, something like that. Like tapping him. You know, don't talk. This, you're not saying a good svar over here. Amrle, right? Lav aminid lach. Haven't I told you? Lav tirer. Tit rod alma, right? You shouldn't be asking kashas in the middle of a speech. My hayo, what does it mean when it said, right? The pasuk back says hayo hayo. So the drosh is shahaya kavar, meaning it had already come. Yechezkel already had nevuah in Eretz Yisrael, and then it was a hemshech. He could say it in Be'eretz Kasdim, in Bavel, because it was a continuation of something, which is a yesod that you can't have nevuah outside of Eretz Yisrael. There's a whole Yaros Tavash, he gives three different types of explanations as to when there might be exceptions to the rule, but the way the Gemara is learning here is that you could have it if it started in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, since it did start, that's why it could continue and be even in Chutz Laretz. That's why going back to Rav Huna, right? The Rav Huna wasn't in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Baite. Ki asku alahosam, when they got Rav Huna there to Eretz Yisrael, Amrle, the Rebbe Ami, Ula Rebbe Asi. So this Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Rav Huna Asi, Rav Huna's come. Amrle said, ki haveinan hosam, lo havilan ledaluye, reishemine. When we were there in Bavel, we didn't have the koch to lift our heads in front of him, right? Hashta now, asenan hocha, asa basring. What are we going to do now? Here, he's come after us. So Amrle, they said to him, Aronabo, his aron, his coffin has come. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Nofuk, and Pekuf, they went out to the Aron. Rabbi Ilov, Rabbi Chanina, Lo Nofuk, they didn't go out. Igud Amrin learned some a little differently. Rabbi Ila Nofuk, Rabbi Chanina, Lo Nofuk. The Rabbi Ila is one who went out, Rabbi Chanina did not go out to the Aron. So what Nagmur wants us to understand, what's the Svara behind why some did and some did go out and some didn't go out? Tanafik my timer. What's the reason that they went out? The time you learned in Brisa, Aron Haover Mimakum Lamakum, when you have a coffin that's going from one place to another, Omdim Allah Bashura, you stand and you make the Shura in a line like respect for the Nifter. For Omrim Allah Birkas Availim Vatanchume Availim, and you say the bracha on them and you give the Hamakum Yanachim Eschem. What's the reason of the svar behind those who decided not to go out? The Tanakhs have a different brisa. Aron ha'over mimakom lemakom. When an aron's moving from one place to another, einom din ala b'shura. You don't stand in a shura. Veinom rim ala birchas aveilim v'tanchumi aveilim. You don't say this. So they want to ask the obvious question. Kashin hadade. The two brises are stiras. It's one says you go out. One says you don't go out. Which is it? Someone answers up. No, lo kasha. It's not the difficult. Kan, the one Bryce is talking about, Shishil Do Kayemis, when the skeleton was still intact. In that case, that's where you do go out and you do all these Nehugia Avelis and give Kavod. Kan, the case is if you don't go out, B'she'en Shishil Do Kayemis, when it's no longer there. Rav Huna Shildo Kayemes Habe. Rav Huna, his skeleton still was there, right? I used to want to go to Nafik Lo Semua Kaime. They didn't go out because they didn't confirm for him that the skeleton was still there. So he was under the opinion it wasn't. So that's why he did not go out. Omri Hecha Ninche. Where should we bury him? Where should we bury Rav Huna? So Rav Huna rebates Torah the Yisrael. He taught the Torah of the Jewish people. Rabbi Chiya rebates Torah of Israel. Haver, right? So therefore, Rabbi Chiya also did. So therefore, it'd be appropriate to bury Rav Huna next to Rabbi Chiya. And the Gemara asks, Man Ma'ayale, who's going to bring him in into Rabbi Chiya's burial cave? There's not too many people who are fit to go in. Amalahu Rav Chaga. So Rav Chaga said, "Ana ma'ale yelna le. I'll bring him in. Why? De okamte l'tamudoi ki havena bar tamane sare shnin velo chazi likeri. I learned Bohem when I was 18 years old. I never saw Keri. I mean, I had a certain level of tahar of kedusha. Umashma umeshama le kaime biyade ba'obadei." I was familiar with his great actions. How do I know? Proof of that. The Yom Echad, one day it happened, is Hapicha Le Ritzua de Tefillin. His strap, the black side, turned inward, and the unpainted side turned outward. Yasev Allah Arba'in Tananitanios. And he fasted 40 times because he felt he'd acted negligently by having the black side turn in. Eloi, so Rav Chaga took him in, the body of Rav Huna. Have Gane Yehuda miyamine davua vechizkiya mismole. So Rav Chia's sons, Yehuda was on the right side of him, and his other son, Chizkiya, was on his left. Amrle Yehuda lechizkiya. So the spirit of Yehuda said to the spirit of Chizkiya, Kum miduchtich, get up from your place. The lav orach ara, it's not proper. It's not derech eretz. The kaim Rav Huna, because Rav Huna is here. We can't be lying down. Bahade de kaim kam bahadade amuda de nura. When they stood up, Chizkiya stood up. So there was a pillar of fire that came with him. Chazi Rav Chaga. Rav Chaga saw this ivis. He became very frightened by what he saw. Right. So zakafe la arona unafak. So he stood up Rav Huna's coffin and he went out. The fact that he wasn't harmed, that there was no onish on him for this mishum, because Rav Huna's setting that up, that protected him. Okay. Continuing is now the Gemara with another story about Beir. Kinach nafshi de Rav Chizda sovel osuve sefer Torah apuria. When Rav Chizda died, they were going to put a sefer Torah on his coffin. Amalahu Rav Yitzchak milsed the Rebbe lo severely ana nekum naavile. Something that the Rav didn't hold from in his lifetime, we're going to do it. We're going to do that on his behalf now that he's no longer alive. So sovel lo. They were going to not to repair the sew up the tear they made in the clothing. So Amalahu Rav Yitzchak Bar Ami Chochem Kevin Shech Ziru Penehem Me'achorei Hamita Sholun. Once a Talmud Chochem has passed, then you can sit, you can sew it up afterwards. Kinach nafshe de Rav Bar Huna v'Rav Hamanuna askinu l'chosam. They went there to Eretz Yisrael. Now on days, kimatu agishra kamu gamale. So they reached a bridge that could only be done in single file. So the two camels, the gamalim, they stopped because who's going to go first? So amlu ahu taya. There was an Arab who was watching what happened. My high. And he says, what's going on over here? So Amrule, they said to him, Rabbonim, deka abdi yakora hadade. Each one of the Rabbonim are giving cover to each other. You know, it's as if like they're saying, Mar Amr, one says, Mar Neil Bereisha, you should go first. Mar Amr, the other one says, Mar Neil Bereisha, you should go first. So Amr. So then the Arabs said, right, Dinahu to Rabba Barhuna Leo Beresha. Really, the din, the law is Rabba Barhuna should go first because he is the son of a great man. Chalif Gamale to Rabba Barhuna. So he went first. Nosir kache shine dahutaya. Then the molars and the teeth that Arab fell out because of the disrespect that he inferred to Rav Hamanuna. Posach ale hahu yanuka. When they got there was a yanuka, a child who started giving the eulogy as follows. Geze yeshishim ala mibavel, the imo sefer milchamos. The shoot of an ancient line, right? Rabbi Huna, who's descendant of great people, who's come from Bavel, and with him is the Sefer Milchamos, right? That's a reference to him. The Sefer Milchamos is a reference to Rav Menuna, because he was a big he knew how to learn. Ka'os v'kipod huchpalu, the pelican and the bitter, these like the similar Russian Leroy's Bashod, the Shever Haboa Mishinar, they've come from Shinar, from Bavel. Kotzef al Alomo v'chamas mimenu nefashos, Hashem became angry with his world and seized neshamas from it. V'samach behem ki kala chadosha, and he rejoices them like a brand new cow, like a brand new bride. Rochi v'ravos sas v'samach v'voilab nefesh naki v'tzadik. Hashem, who rides on the clouds, is joyous and he's happy when the innocent and clean neshamas comes to him. Okay, other famous eulogies now. Kinach nafshe de Ravina pasach alehahu safdana. When Ravina passed away, there was a person like a professional eulogizer. He opened up and began with her names. Tamarim, the date palms. Heinio rosh, hang your heads al tzadik ke tamar, on the passing of this righteous man who's like a tamar himself. Noshim, and the women. Leilos kiyami, make your nighttime like days in crying. Al mesim leilos kiyamim, because over a person who made his nights like days, because he was busy studying Torah yomam v'layla. Amar le Rav Ashi lebar kipok. Kipok, I guess, was a famous eulogizer. Hahu yoima may amart, on that day, meaning when I passed away, Ravina, Rav Ashi said, when Ravina passed away, what are you going to say? So Amar le, I'm going to say it like this. Amina, I'll say, Im ba'arozim naflu shalheves, if the cedars went up in the shalheves in a flame, mayasu ezoy vekir, what will the hyssop of the wall do? Leviosan bechako ho'ala, the Leviosan fish was lifted up by a hook, mayasu doge rokak, what are the tiny little fish of the marsh going to do? Benacha shoytef naflu hocha, if a fishhook was cast into the flowing river, mayasu megavim, what's going to do the water for these little puddles do? So Amar le Bar Avin, who was also a eulogizer, chas v'shalom dechacha v'shalheves b'tzadiki. I mean, you can't use such words like a hook and a flame when you're talking about tzadikim. Umay amart, so that's not kind of, what should you say? He said like this, Amina, I'll say, b'chu la'aveilim v'lo la'aveda. Cry for the mourners and don't cry for what's lost. Right, the soul of Ravina, that's gone. Shehu l'menucha, that's going to its resting place. V'anu, but us la'anocha. We're the aveilim. We're left with anocha, with sighing. So chalash daita alayhu. Rav Ashi was offended by this because what they were saying so much about Ravina, that was like indirectly a shtoch to Rav Ashi, because they're comparing Ravina. He's like this big cedar tree, and everyone else is like the little hyssop. So is hapuch karayhu. So when he had a kapeda on them, and their feet like turned inward and became like crooked. Hu yoyme lo osul as pude. And when the day Ravina actually did passed away, neither one of them came to give a hesped. The Hainid Om Ravash, that's what Rashi said, Lo bar kipok chaletz, velo bar avin chaletz. Neither one of these people able to do a chalitza, because their feet are crooked, and their shoes can't be taken off from their feet in the normal way, so they're not going to be able to do a chalitza. Rava, ki hava asa lediglas, he came to the diglas of the Tigris River, right? And he was concerned he's going to get swept away by the water. Omer le lebar avin, so he said to bar avin, kum ema milsa, get up and say something like daven for us. So koiva omer, so he got up and he said, Ba'u roiv shlishis b'mayim, like most of the third, like it's like the Jewish people, right? And Yeshayahu has come in the water, right? So he's saying that the Rav is so important, like he's like Rov, right? Zochor v'rachim, you should remember them, have rachmonos on them. Ta'inu me acharecha ki'isha mi ba'alo, even though we've been unfaithful to you, like a woman is not faithful to a husband. Al taznicheinu ka'os meimara, don't leave us and put like meimara, like the bitter waters, like a sota, meaning don't punish us with water. Chanin, Yochanan, Zera, Abba, Yaakov, Yosei, Shmuel, Chai, Chia, Menachem, Simon. Okay, these are the Simon for the stories about to happen. Come up with famous eulogies. Rabbi Chanin Chasane Dereb Nesi Have. So Rabbi Chanin was the son-in-law of the Nasi. Lo ko havile bone. Right, he didn't have any children. Bo irachme v'havile. He davened for mercy and he had a child. Hahu yoimin, on that day that his son was born to him, to Havile, noch nafshe, he passed away. Posach lehahu safdonos, one who was giving a eulogy for him, said the following: Simcha letuga nehefcha, happiness has turned into sorrow. Soson v'yagon nidbaku, joy and suffering have become attached, like devek is glue, they become joined together. Be'ez simchoso ne'enoch, at the time of happiness, he sighed with his dying breath. Be'ez chani noso avad chanino, and the moment he was graced with the son, his own grace was lost. Asiku le'chanan al shemei, and they named the child's name Chanan, given the same name as his father. Kinach nafshe de Rebbe Yochanan pasach ale Rebbe Yitzchak ben Elazar kasha hayom Yisrael kiyom bo hashemesh b'tzaharayim. This day is as difficult for the Jewish people as the day when the sun set as noon. Dichsiv, it says in the pasuk, v'haya b'yom ahu v'heveisi hashemesh b'tzaharayim. Right, that day will be like the sun will go down at noon. Right, and in the Pasuk in Amos, it talks about how everything's going to be converted. The happiness will be into a velus, and your feasting into mourning, your songs will be into tears, and there's going to be sackcloth you're going to be wearing, and baldness in everyone's head. It's going to be like a achrisomak. What's the pasuk over there? Kimar achrisol. Oh, it's an end. The end is bad. But Omer b'Yochanan zeh yom eshel Yoshiyahu. That was talking about the day when Yoshiyahu was killed. That you see that the tzaddik at the door is considered to be described like a shemesh. Kinach nafshei de Rabbi Yochanan Yosef Rabbi Ami Shiva Ushloshim. When Rabbi Yochanan passed away, so Ami kept Shiva and he kept Shloshim for him, like it was one of his krovim. Omer Rabbi Abba Barei de Rav Chia Bar Abba. So Abba, the son of Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Rabbi Ami Da'avid, what Rabbi Ami did when Rabbi Yochanan passed away, Ligarme Hu Da'avid. He did this on his own. I mean, that's not the normative halacha, right? The halacha is that for when Rabbi passed away, they do velus, but it's mixes a yom kakula. They keep one partial day. V'hachi Omer Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Rabba Shlimdo Chochma, Eina Yoshev Alav Ele Yoim Echad. That's it. You do for one day, and not for the Shiva, and certainly not for the Shloshim. Okay, another eulogy. Kinach Nafshei de Rabbi Zera. When Rabbi Zera passed away, Pasach Ale Hahu Safdona, Eretz Shinar Hara V'Yalda Eretz Tzvi Gidlo Shashueha Oino La Amar Rakas Ki Ibdo Kli Chemdos. So this is the famous Gemara in the beginning of Megillah. Also, they're talking about the different names of the cities. So the thing is, the land of Shinar, like Bavel, gave birth to him. He was born in Bavel, but the land of beauty, Eretz Yisrael, they raised him and he moved to Eretz Yisrael. Woe is to Rakas, that's a name for Tveria. Their kli chemda, their precious vessel has been destroyed, has been lost. Kinach nafshe de Rebbe Avahu achisu amude de kisare maya. Rebbe Avahu passed away. The pillars of kisar, that's the Abbas city. They ran with water. You know, like they were shedding tears over him. The Rebbe Yossi, when Rebbe Yossi passed away, shafu marzave de tzipori dama. The gutters of tzipori, his city, they filled up with blood. to Rabbi Yaakov. When Rabbi Yaakov passed away, Ischamiu kochave biyamama. The stars were visible during the daytime. To Rabbi Asi, when Rabbi Asi passed away, Iakru kol ilanoi. All the trees became uprooted in a storm. To Rabbi Chia, when Rabbi Chia passed away, Nechisu kefe denura meirikia. These fiery stones fell from the sky. To Rabbi Menachem, but Rabbi Yossi, Ish to'u tzamanaya dahahu vihavu lemech tso lemech latsaya. The statues became smooth, like as if they were like smooth over the type of trowel or something like that. The Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chia, when Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chia passed away, is katsutsu kol anadartoya. All the statues of the kings became like mutilated. The Rabbi Eliyashiv, when Rabbi Eliyashiv passed away, Ichatru shivim machtarta bin Hardoi, that there were 70 tunnels for thieves were dug in the Hardoi, because Kol Zman that he was still alive, there were no ganavim in his zechus. But once it happened, then like 70 tunnels opened up. De Rab Hamanuna nechisu kepe de varda merikia, hailstones came from the rikia, from the sky. De Rab Rav Yosef, Noshuk kipe de fras ahadade. When Rabbi Rabbi Yosef passed away, the tops of the bridges of the pras, the Euphrates, they collapsed and they touched each other. The Abai and Rava, when Rabbi and Rava passed away, Noshuk kipe de diglas ahadade. The tops of the bridge of the Tigris, they collapsed and touched each other. Kinach nafshe de Rebbe Misharshia. When Misharshia passed away, Tuun dikle shitze, that the palm trees became filled up with like thorns. So the Gemara concludes with all these things that happened on the day that these Talmidei Chachamim left the world. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem will pick up next time with Tanur Rabbanan.